Do you feel excited when you've got new pants?
Oh, new pants, not so much. New shoes, I like new shoes.
Gee.
Do you get excited about new pants?
Well, I just got given a pair of, and I'll give them a plug because it's worthwhile, Adidas are putting out pants made from ocean plastic.
Wow.
sounds like that we that should be a sponsor, but
they've gone to the ocean to that big plastic pit.
You would think that would be harder than actually creating a material to go to the ocean, get the mind you, it's washing up everywhere. And then
some bloke just collecting them, like collecting cans. I got at least $2 for Adidas here.
Well, remember when you used to get
cash a can.
Yeah, and
cash
also
a can.
Yeah, and bottles, you get 5 cents a bottle.
Oh, that was great days. That was very early on, though. I was more the cash a can generation.
Cash a can.
When we lived in a shared house, we would collect all our Coke and Fanta cans.
A big plastic bag?
Yeah, in a big plastic bag, and then take it to this depot, and the guy would go, that's $4. He's like, $4! And some would put rocks in the cans.
Oh, of course, like, that's my bit of sand.
Nah, he was onto it, though, this guy.
Yeah, yeah. But, I don't know. But
have you worn them yet?
I wore them last night. And because I'm not big on the shorty short, the Cal Knight short. I don't like it. I'm big on the long, almost to your knee short because, I don't know, maybe because I've got skinny legs.
Same here.
Do you wear shorts? You wear shorts.
Yeah, I like cargo shorts for the pockets.
You've got all those pockets.
Just in case war breaks out somewhere and I'm ready.
Yeah. If you've got a bandage in your pocket, you certainly have.
Those pockets are ridiculous, but sometimes you find stuff in there.
Yeah.
I think it's actually good for parents because you put all sorts of crap in
there. Yeah, but then your pants fall down because they're so heavy.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're made from plastic and...
they feel all right.
Well, I found a bottle cap up my ass last
night. Shimmy along. They make a noise?
No. They look good. They feel good. Look, I find that I do tend to sweat with an artificial fibre.
Yeah, well, of course. Like polyester.
Whereas with wool and...
Have you got them on now?
No.
No, they're just a jean.
Yeah. You got your wool. Don't sweat with that.
No.
You got your cotton.
No.
And the best of all is...
a blend?
What's the really fine wool? Cashmere.
Oh, cashmere.
I'm a cashmere guy. If I ever wear my cashmere over my shoulder, feel free to slap me across the face.
Oh, yeah, like you come off a yacht.
But cashmere is light and it's very warm.
Really? So I'm intrigued by these pants. Are they? Can you see the old form of plastic in there? Can you see like...
Little
you
know, lumps.
The Fanta logo or the Big Mac thing?
No, you can't. No, you'd never pick him.
What colour are they?
Black.
Oh,
maybe I should have worn them in.
So like leather pants?
No, well, like Lederhausen.
Yeah.
Around about the same length as Lederhausen.
Oh, okay, so they're a short, sorry, they're a short, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so I think, I remember, and I don't know why we stopped having plastic bags at the supermarket, because I used to bring mine back and I put them in a big tub and they were used to make... seats in parks.
So they said they were.
Oh, you're like Simon.
Well, you know, they did that thing on War on Waste, which I haven't seen a lot of. My kids have seen it. They put a tracking device in a plastic bag, just ended up in a landfill.
Oh, really?
And dropped it in one of the big supermarkets. Yeah.
We've got the new tub on the sink for food now. Have you got the green tub?
What's? Oh, no. Is it a compost?
Yeah. We've got
compost in the backyard, though.
No, we've got your compost bin.
Yeah.
And then you now put your food waste in your compost bin.
Oh.
That's the latest thing.
Oh.
Then we had a big thing to do that. We had to have talk about waste. We had to go from a red bin lid to a green bin lid.
Oh, that's quite complicated. Do you put your compost...
Well, why bother? Why don't I just say, change the connotation of what the colour means rather than going, like...
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. What a huge amount of waste to say, oh, you can now put your food... Just tell us we can put our food waste in the green bin.
Who does the stand-up routine about they went down to Bunnings and just bought a purple bin to freak the neighbours out?
I never know. How do you know?
Richard Stubbs.
You've got to...
I know all the different bins. You know, I bought a bin for a show from Bunnings because I used to wheel it in, pretending I was putting the bin out. Oh, hello, everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hilarious. Wasn't worth it. Was not worth the $40.
You still got it?
I put it out with my rubbish in. I've got two bins. They call me Two Bin O'Neill in
the
street.
But hang on. Does the machine grab it okay?
Yeah. You know what makes the machine grab it and makes we have garbos still. We have garbos that run along and put it on the machine.
Oh, you haven't got the one guy driving the truck with a big arm.
No,
you're old school.
We got old school. I don't know why. Tony Shaw used to do my Collingwood captain used to do my area. He said
what?
Yeah.
But before,
because he said, "Where do you live?" I said, "I live in Clifton Hill." He goes, "What street?" I tell him the street. He goes, "Oh yeah, I know what number." I go, "Number 6," and he's like, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Big house."
Yeah.
Like, how do you know that? He goes, "Mate, I did the garbo run for years around there."
Throwing away a lot of pasta, a lot of rice.
Yeah.
Not appropriate.
Well, you remember when footballers had jobs? He was a garbo.
Right. Yeah.
a premiership player. Anyway, so now I just put out the – and the reason is they pick it up is that every year I give them 6 Crown Lagers. Yeah. See, that's
where do you leave them?
On top of the bin.
What? Hang on. What about in the middle of the night?
Oh, no, you've got to be careful. You got to listen for it.
Oh, then you run out.
Run out with them.
But hang on. So what do you
it
get?
It was very embarrassing when I ran out with them, and it was the Green Waste guys. And I just kept –
Not oh, for thanks. You. Oh, you're a good man. Oh, that's
no one gives us anything.
That's great for your sitcom. That's a great
Yeah, it's a great. Yeah, you're right with a cut to be in the park drinking them. Yeah, because my Kieran's like, you can't leave them on the bin. Someone will steal them.
Of course.
I'm like, anyway, I just try and listen for them.
But why do you do that? Because they pick up your rubbish.
Yeah, and they do a good job. And then the rest of the year, I could put a dead body in that bin. They'd pick it up.
Oh, I see. Because Selena sometimes complains. No, I shouldn't say that. If the cleaning lady hasn't done enough or something, you go, she cleans our toilets.
Yeah, I know. Who wants to do that?
Who wants to do that?
I know. We've all done it.
What if they make, you know, if they forget to dust down that little, you know, corner there, you know.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, like this, doing the show. And yeah, we do it's this.
Tough job.
What do we do? Hey, there's an idea.
What?
Perhaps people who listen to this show for free could maybe put half a dozen
stubbies on our bin.
Out the front here.
And we're not big drinkers either, so no. Maybe chocolate.
Mm.
You probably don't eat chocolate. Probably on your FODMAP.
So just while we're on that, I just came back. I worked in New Zealand, and they gave me a bottle of wine.
Mm.
What did I do? Stupid. Put it in my bag. Couldn't get it through.
Oh.
And I said to the woman, I said, oh, you'll enjoy that. She goes, no, we can't drink it because it could be – I mean, seriously, it could be full of
– Yeah, something.
Something, but you haven't even cracked the top of it.
I know.
So it all goes to waste.
Oh, yeah. So they say. Again, so they say.
Hey, now there's a good idea for a podcast.
Hey, bro.
So they say.
Hey, bro. Get any wine at work today, love? Yeah, got this one from that guy from the TV. Oh, that'll be okay. Open it up.
But last time you drank it, you went to hospital.
Yeah, you got poisoned, eh? Oh, here's the music.
Yeah, look out.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Welcome to the podcast. As Sam said our names and getting great reviews. I actually read the reviews. I've never read the reviews before. You can read them on your phone.
Yeah.
I've never read them before. I love that one woman said we were new age.
One said that we were okay for men and women.
Yeah, well, that's good because obviously the
oh, I thought we'd be boysy, but anyway.
No, there's a few. Oh, you even heard some of the really blokey podcasts. You
right.
Heard Joe Rogan and those sort of guys.
I have heard Joe Rogan,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't he pretty blokey?
Have I told you about what I'm knitting at the moment?
Yeah. What about your candles, Glenn? Tell us about your candles, what you're lighting.
I don't. Here's the thing. I used to burn candles at home. Then we've got white ceilings.
Staining the ceiling.
Stained ceiling. Why would you do that?
That's really interesting.
Anyway.
I didn't know that.
Just burn it for us. Just, anyway. Okay, so, somehow related, if you're listening to it for the first time.
Welcome.
Welcome. And if you're not, then welcome back. And thanks to all the people who've been sending in some terrific ideas.
Yeah.
Not that we know. Not that we look at them.
And getting involved on Facebook too. There is a group you can join. I'm active on there. And I do put photos of Glenn on there occasionally. I put a photo of a FODMAP product the other day that I found.
Oh, really?
Yeah, chicken broth. FODMAP approved.
I'm with my naturopath. I'm doing really good work with my naturopath.
And also thanks to the man who put on a photo of his dishwasher with that idea. His wife, who's a teacher, has made up the empty and full sign.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Clean and dirty sign that we talked about last week.
Yeah. Did we explain it properly?
Yeah. I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we did. So listen back to the last one.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get the topics.
Romans and stilts.
Okay, well...
Romans, what does that mean?
The Roman Empire.
I mean, it's pretty broad.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert, but I've been to a lot of Roman ruins. There's some great ones in Australia. Crowell Castle.
I've seen a few Roman ruins.
What have you seen? What have you done?
Oh,
the Colosseum's Roman. That's
and then
amazing.
There's the real...
It's amazing, the Colosseum.
Have you been inside the Colosseum?
Yeah. Not underneath.
No, have you been inside?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I read something the other day where they used to fill it with water.
Yes.
And they would have...
Yes, battles. Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, AFL, put your finger out. Seriously, well, blokes running around with a ball.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying
to get
with
Collingwood playing Carlton in boats.
Yeah. It is amazing when you look at that Colosseum and go, Wow, this is incredible.
50,000?
It was a while ago, yeah.
No, no. No,
oh, 50,000 people.
Yeah, 50,000. So it's half the MCG-ish. Mm. And when was it created? Like, so it's like around AD, wasn't it? Yeah, 70
yeah.
AD or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, because the Romans were around when Jesus was, they stuck him on a cross. They were Romans that did that.
So no, they were the blokes who did that.
They were the ones, mate. But it is, the Colosseum is amazing. When you go along, and there's all the remnants of the food stores. They had bars, they had places for the slaves, places for the posh people.
The animal, and a lot of animal stuff. A lot of animals. Thousands of animals were killed in the name of entertainment. But that's it, but anyway, this is Romans. So what are we talking? Emperors? We're talking, what are we talking?
Nero.
Caesar.
These are the ones I can remember.
Augustine.
You're just impressed by how far the Roman Empire spread. Because, you know, they tried to invade England twice and failed the first time, and then the second time they succeeded. And then went and built Hadrian's Wall, which I was talking about the other day, which I've been to, which is amazing too.
But didn't it get so big, and then there was the... It went from a republic to something. Mm. Oh,
it remember. Collapsed, basically.
It collapsed, yeah. It just got too big for itself.
Too big, man.
Too big for its pants.
We've seen it like when, say, McDonald's, you know, get too many stores. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's right.
They can't manage everything. It's like, it's too big.
What else
can you say about the Romans? Well, they were very good soldiers. Very good soldiers. So they had a lot of warfare that, you know, people hadn't seen before. They do that great one. Have you seen, like, what show is it where they do the turtle kind of tortoise thing where they all get their shields? And
You see it on movies.
It's great.
Well, I was watching Four Corners, and they were doing that with the umbrellas in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Mm. Well, so Rome has invented that.
Mm.
That's just somehow related right there.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know, but I've been to a lot of Roman ruins, and it's always aqueducts. I love an aqueduct.
Some of the water systems are still used now.
Yeah, sewers.
I was in Italy, and we were up shooting the Kath and Kim movie, and the water was just coming out of a fountain in the middle of a little courtyard, but was drinking from it. You're going, seriously?
Yeah. Probably Roman era.
Yeah, and it's probably just, you know, working perfectly.
I don't know what else you can say about Romans. They're an impressive, very impressive army, that's for sure.
Sistine Chapel, where's that?
Yeah, that's in the Vatican. I've been there. Oh, the Vatican's boring. Oh, don't get me started. I've talked about the Vatican before, how we went on this tour, and my wife was sick, so I took the kids, and we had a crazy woman, and she kept saying, crucifixion was like a daily event. And I said, like a parking ticket? She goes, exactly. The Sistine Chapel, is that Roman?
I think so.
Yeah, it would have been around that time.
So what do you got? You got a lot of churches. You got a lot of, what you got a lot of forts. A lot of fountains.
Fountains, forts, aqueducts. Yeah. They did love an amphitheater too, the Romans. There's a lot of amphitheaters
around. I think the Romans were the first one to have a shopping mall.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm.
Wow.
So, hey.
You know, you go to an English town, they're like, oh, yeah, and check. No, don't speak like that. Make sure you check out the Roman ruins while you're here. They're quite in good condition. And there's always Roman ruins.
Where?
Oh, in British towns like Bath has got Roman baths. Have you been to Bath?
I've never been to a Roman bath.
Oh, no. They've got like the original baths. It's incredible. Really amazing.
I've been to a couple of saunas and stuff in Australia.
Yeah, I'm sure. One of my friends was telling me, Ben Lomas, friend of the show, he fell asleep in a sauna the other day.
Well, that's dangerous.
He said he's addicted to saunas.
Addicted to saunas?
He's addicted to saunas.
Meaning that he gets relaxed, he just falls asleep and all the water pours. Well, there's no doubt that...
It's good for you.
Who did that? Who was the one? Who is it? The Greeks or the
Romans who did the sauna?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was both of them. I've got an image of them because someone was stabbed in the sauna. That's right. One of the emperors was stabbed in a sauna. They had a crack at him. The 20 blades or whatever.
Who did Caesar?
No, that's Romans. Hail Caesar. Yeah, that's the Romans.
And now I'm confused. Julius Caesar was real. Yeah.
Yeah, he's real.
Was the play that Shakespeare wrote based on fact? No.
I don't know.
Would be.
No idea. What's the play that he wrote?
Didn't he write Julius Caesar?
No, did he? Sam, did Shakespeare write Julius Caesar?
Hold on, that's a little bit further back in history than I'm used to.
Because I saw Marlon Brando.
Oh, yes.
Now, Mark Antony, who's Mark Antony? Is that Julius Caesar? Oh, God, showing my
knowledge
here. Friends, countrymen, lend me your ears. That was it?
Yes. I think you're right. I just think of Othello and I think of that kind of Shakespeare.
Here we go. It's a play by William Shakespeare.
is a play, and Julius Caesar, or was it just Caesar? Was it Julius Caesar?
The Tragedy of Julius Caesar is a history play and tragedy by William Shakespeare.
What is based on true events?
Believed to have been written in 1599. It is one of several plays written by Shakespeare based on true events from Roman history, which also include Coriolanus and Antony and Cleopatra.
Friends.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
It might be interesting to hear a little bit. We've never had Shakespeare on the...
No. Do you a fan of Shakespeare? My kid's doing Shakespeare at the moment.
Yeah, I was in Hamlet at uni. Of course. I didn't have any dialogue.
Well, you said dead body or something?
I was one of the soldiers or something. So, is there any more we can... Because I'm actually already, without even talking about stilts, I'm thinking about something.
Oh, you're thinking you've got something already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's move on to stilts. I think Romans is such a big category. And they are such a big, powerful force.
This is interesting.
Stilts, on the other hand, are just, when you think of stilts, you just think of annoying street performers, don't you?
Yeah.
And hurting your ankle.
Let's look. Why are we looking at that person? Because he's really tall.
I mean, it's impressive.
Is it?
Yeah. When you see someone in a, you know, it's something like Moomba Parade, which we have in Melbourne, you love a stilt.
But
man.
Don't you just think about if they fell over?
Hang
on now. Seriously, you are so tall. If you went down, you'd probably go into the crowd. Yes. That's a health hazard. Do you have some sort of insurance, sort of coverage?
Oh, they would have these days.
They have to. Because, it's easy to trip over.
Imagine going to the insurance guy. Oh, I need insurance. What are you, a tradesman? Well, no, I'm a stilt walker.
A what?
Well,
you heard
it. Look on the computer.
Did I tell you about that? Happened in the comedy company?
No.
Sorry.
No, you've
shabby
never told,
story, but I've it is on topic.
You've never told this before on the podcast.
Okay. So we were doing the comedy company. Uncle Arthur was doing some... some house renovations, and the joke was he had to clean out the guttering, and the joke was he got up to clean the gutter and the ladder breaks and it goes dun 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 dun, dun and it all the steps break down to the bottom and they turn into a pair of stilts.
Oh, genius! Did you write this?
Well, it is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Might have stolen it from somewhere. I don't know.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, sounds like Chaplin, doesn't it? Anyway, so. When you want to be an actor, what you do, anyway, you fill out a form that says, you know, you can...
Oh, skills.
Skills.
You can... Yeah, motorbike riding. Languages.
Drive a truck, gymnastics, tap dancing.
Singing, guitar.
But there's a whole lot of stuff. Mm. I think...
I always just put down bass guitar.
Of course you do, because you played in a
band. That's it. I can't sing or... You know, go on.
So... We needed a stilt walker. So you ring up an agency and they go through their files and they go, oh, we've got one.
Yeah, we've got Larry the street performer.
Larry the street performer who can walk on stilts. Anyway, so I'm doing the scene.
Normally a clown.
I do the scene, we cut, then he gets up the ladder.
Your outfit.
It goes click, 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 click. And then he's on a pair of stilts. It's obvious from the moment they said action, he had never been on a set of stilts. I started laughing. I'm going, oh, no, this could really end in tears. And he could see he was...
Was it a young guy?
A young guy. He's shaking. And he goes, he takes one little step, two little step, bang, falls into the car. I'm pissing myself because...
I hope you got this on camera.
Well, because what he's done, he's gone down the list and gone...
Yeah, tick, tick, tick,
everything.
This guy's amazing. He can ride a motorbike, play the guitar and do stilts.
So the computer's brought him up as being able to do stilts.
Oh,
and no one got hurt. We got the shot, but
terrible. Denise Scott's husband can do stilts. I've seen him. He can do the
clown. I remember as a kid. That, I don't know whether your kids do this, but you get two tin cans.
Yes, with a string.
With a string.
My kids haven't done that, no.
And don't let them do it. Because, the way those ones worked is you pulled quite hard. But you could still roll an ankle with that, surely. And with aluminium cans.
When it comes to cans, we're more... they've done the one with doing the phone, though, with the string on the cans.
Oh, that's the other one, isn't it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're 3 foot away, and I can hear you loud and clear.
We've all been on stilts, but it is quite horrifying.
Yeah.
It makes me feel sorry for women that wear high heels. You know, sometimes you see women...
Oh, really?
Wear high heels?
I mean, no wonder they... hurt their ankles.
I did name drop celebrity name game the other day again.
How many times have you done that?
Five times.
How many times have you done Spicks and Specs?
45, I think it is. 54.
You did it.
Sorry, 54. You're right. It's coming back.
Oh, I'm waiting for the, you to lob to your forehand so you could say it.
Waiting but for now, the phone
there's,
call.
There's your goal.
Oh, I want to get, it's 60. But anyway.
Have you been paying attention in New Zealand?
No, that's what you just did.
Yeah, first Australian to go over the big water and do the New Zealand version.
And how was the New Zealand version?
It's great. I mean, they're just, they're funny. They're good fun to be around. I sort of was a little bit thinking, oh, God, they. It's that thing where you go, well, surely we could get a New Zealander to do that. Now they're bringing in Aussies from the other. Mm. So there was a part of me thinking they won't want me there. But
they know you from Russell Coit, though, don't you? Kath and Kim or?
Yeah, Comedy Company, whatever.
Whatever. You're big over there.
I've been big over there since the 80s. Whatever. Get over it. You know, God.
Do you feel more of a star over there than here? Do you get more attention over there, you reckon?
No.
Oh, no.
I did get, I mean, look, I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, I did get a fair bit. And
do
as
they have
I said,
like a Sam and Ed? Do they have their own Sam and Ed?
They have.
Like
Ursula
a regular.
And,
oh, Ursula's on.
Yeah, Carlson, is it? Yeah. And then they have a local guy doing. So there's two regulars.
Oh, wow.
And the host, Hayley, don't know her surname.
A female host.
Female who was on the Australian version is fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you mean.
And their sense of humour is slightly different to ours.
Yeah, you're right.
So some stuff I just didn't get, especially with local references I didn't get.
Did you do some New Zealand accents, eh? I don't think it'd go over too well. I sound South African now. So I was doing South African guys, wasn't doing New Zealand.
I've been not talking about it because maybe they'll cut me out of the whole show. So maybe
they can't cut you out of the whole show.
So what we're talking
about. Anyway, doing Celebrity Name Game with.
And
with a female actress, Emily Tahini. Fantastic.
God,
actress.
A huge fan of Emily's.
Played my wife in my sitcom, Dave. One night only, that sitcom. Anyway, she was wearing big heels.
That was a year ago, probably.
I know.
Yeah, God. She was wearing big heels and?
And I'm just like, how do you walk in those? She said, I'm a short ass. I've got to, you know, have to wear them. So women that wear those heels, they're like stilts. Mm. Have you ever worn heels?
Well, I've said this before. I think I did it fast forward. I wore heels with fishnet stockings and Michael Veitch walked up the stairs behind me and was making noises that were inappropriate.
You actually don't make a bad woman because you also played a woman with Eric Banner in his, remember at the end of Full Frontal, they did a pilot for Sean McAuliffe and they did a pilot, like a special they called it. They were on air. They did one with Eric Banner and they did one with Sean McAuliffe. Remember that? And you were in the Eric one.
Was I?
Yeah, and you and Eric played two girls dressed up at a bar. And a very funny sketch where, and Stephen Curry's the young guy and they're like, what was it? She doesn't want to talk to you. She doesn't want to talk to you. She's you don't you damage her, don't you?
Oh, the protective one.
Yeah, the protective one.
Was I the protective one?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Don't you dare treat her badly. Yeah. Because she's a beautiful person.
Yeah, that's it. And Curry hasn't even done anything. He's barely approached
you. Yeah, because that happened to me. Yeah.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She's
so you must have. I probably wrote that.
I know. What it came from an incident that I went out.
Don't
on
you
a,
dare!
I went out on a blind date, and it's just and she brought a girlfriend, and they just happened to both go to the toilet at the same time that I went to the toilet, and the toilets joined. They were joined. You could hear the girls, and I could hear the two girls talking in the toilet about me, and they're going, "He's quite nice, but he's a little bit up himself." I'm going, I think they're talking about me.
Wow.
Yeah, he thinks he's really funny. He's really clever. Anyway, so we come back out, and I go. We sit back down, and I go. Feeling pretty good about myself too. And then they go, what? And I go, yeah, I heard the whole thing, girls. And the other girl, the protective girls, goes, how dare. And the girl that I was on the date with started crying.
Oh, my God. What a date.
And then she says, don't you dare. Don't you dare do anything. She's a beautiful person.
Yeah, that's it. I wonder if we can find that sketch. I reckon it'd be hard.
Yeah, I've tried to find a few sketches. Anyway, you know that a stilt is a bird?
Oh, like a type of bird.
Yeah. This wouldn't be a stilt bird, would it?
No, the type of cheese, Stilton. Type of cheese. Beautiful.
And we have a comedian friend called Jeff Stilson.
Yeah.
But there's your modern stilts too. There's your straight sticky, then there's your kangaroo-y stilts. Have you seen those ones?
Yes. Have I?
Do they count for... Well, they often see them in the big parades and stuff where they... You know, they've got the big... Well, it's like they've got a version of people who haven't got... You know, people wear those who haven't got legs.
Oh, prosthetic legs, yeah.
Yeah, not prosthetic leg. It's the.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and they use yeah. So
people you see athletics with them on.
Yeah, and with they've got one leg. Yeah. The guy who shot the South African.
South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, He had them, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But then people also wear them as normal stilts and they can jump up really high.
Oh, they've got a spring to
them.
They
can do like backflips and shit and stuff like that.
Wow. Stilts, I don't know. Stilts just appear to be dangerous to me.
They just are dangerous.
I reckon they're dangerous.
Just dangerous.
But then again, if you know what you're doing, enjoy them.
And that's why it's intriguing to watch them, because you go, something bad could happen, and it didn't. And he looks really tall and he's got funny coloured pants on. Because I always think, Rolf Harris, that's not stilts, is it? Jake the Peg.
No, I don't think that is stilts.
That was just an extra bitty bitty boom.
Talk about Rolf Harris.
Okay, I won't talk about it.
No, you can.
No, we shouldn't talk about Rolf.
Two boys. And I want to go back to WA. Hit some good songs.
Yeah. And the Wobble Board.
Oh, yeah.
Is he out of prison?
Yeah, I think he is. Or he went back in, or he served his sentence, but then he was accused of more crimes. Mm. About home arrest.
Yeah.
Well, we should just. What have you got? Have you got an idea? Let's have some thinking music. Have some thinking music.
Would it be? I'm just thinking. I don't think we've had. We've had the Bible read on the show, haven't we? Remember, we had the audio version of the Bible. Great. It wasn't bad. So we're going to the classy end of the pool.
We got Shakespeare.
How about we get Mark Antony, Brando doing Mark Antony, the Friends countryman, Lend Me Your Ears.
Lend Me Your Ears.
Brando. This is when he wasn't reading the dialogue off the forehead of the bloke that he's acting with. Because he used to have dialogue written put on their shirt.
Really?
Yeah, because he couldn't remember the dialogue. Would that be good? It'll make you feel a bit classy when you listen to the podcast.
Let's have a listen.
Into the public chair. We'll hear him. Noble Antony, go up. For Brutus' sake. I am beholden to you.
What does he say of Brutus?
He says for Brutus' sake he finds himself beholding to us all.
To a best he speak no harm of Brutus here.
This Caesar was a tyrant.
Nay, that's certain. They are blessed that Rome is rid of him.
Gentle Romans, hear me.
Marlon Brando. Have you read that? There's the guy wrote a book about the movie on the island of Dr. Moreau, which was shot off Queensland, where Brando was in and it was just a complete disaster. Well, they changed directors midway, and the first director ended up being an extra in a lot of scenes. It sounds like the biggest tragedy ever, but Brando was in that.
That's what star power really did. Everything revolved around the star.
Yeah. Being crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
But that's what Apocalypse Now was like that too, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
But it ended up being brilliant.
Great movie.
Yeah. That's what that speech that he makes is probably worth, anyway, hearing at some stage. So this part of the show, we try to work it out.
All right, you go.
Well, I'm going to say that the Romans were really smart when it came to painting ceilings. And they were really smart when it came to working in with fountains everywhere. You could walk through a fountain without getting wet.
Yeah.
So I think it's an industrial tool they had that converted into people wearing funny pants and being in
parades. Oh, wow.
So I think that the Romans invented it in terms of achieving some sort of industrial gain.
I was just going to say the Romans invented stilts, full stop. So, I don't know.
It is hard.
We're both saying the same kind of thing. Should we get the answer?
Yeah.
What is the answer, Sam?
The answer is the Romans were able to invade the fenlands of East Anglia in England. The grass was rich for the land was very wet. The Romans tried to wave through the swamps and local tribes would ambush them easily. A new general arrived from Italy's Pontine Marshes. It was a Roman general and showed the soldiers how to get through the swamps without wading up to their waist. He took them how to use stilts to get through the marshes at first day or a great success, but the locals soon figured out how to knock them off the stilts and stab them on the way down. It was a brilliant idea at the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because as you're going through the swamps, you go, how good is this? Then you get to the other side. I guess you could just throw them away then when you jump down from the stilts. But that's very clever.
Imagine the first time the Romans came through the swamps on stilts and these poor local fens guys.
What the fuck is going on there?
How tall are these blokes?
I thought the swamp would get him. No, look at this. Hey, look, you can still see me. Well, it means I can still shoot you as well.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
See, this is a problem. That was like Vietnam too, was when you're fighting in someone's country. You're fighting the people of their own country. It's too hard.
Yeah.
Even though the Romans were very successful.
Well, I'm reading a book about that. It's like about warfare at the moment. Is that you? Really? The obstacle is the way. In other words, you don't. If you have to fight someone, you don't fight them at their own game because they win.
Yes.
Like when Blitzkrieg, is that when the Germans came through? They worked out if you went in front on, you'd lose. But what you do, step to the side, let them invade, but then come
surround them
and come in from behind.
Classic move.
And guerrilla warfare is brilliant.
Guerrilla warfare,
but stilt warfare.
Still,
imagine that coming down from the general saying, "Okay, I want some long sticks with the little things on them."
And the guy arriving from the Italian swamps, going, "Guys, I've got an idea for you. This is what we do back in Italy." I love the meeting too between the guys at the fens when they just go, "Okay, we've worked out they're not giants, right? We've worked out they're on these wooden things called stilts. How are we going to bring them down? What are we going to do, guys? Anyone got any ideas?
Push them over.
Yeah, get them a rope. Get a rope. We'll pull a rope." Push them over.
Because they haven't got any hands, are they? So, because they're hanging onto the sticks.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
So.
But also, stilt in mud.
Stilt in mud. Anything in the swamp is hard because you don't know how deep it goes. So that's probably not a bad thing for Russell Coit to do when he goes into a swamp.
Get some stilts.
Yeah. Did I tell you that? I mean, it's interesting when you see something and you interpret it your own way for it to make sense. I'll tell you about the time I was in the gym and I hadn't been to the gym for some time and I looked into the next room. I was on the exercise bike at the time. I looked into the next room and there were people down on the floor with pads on their knees, banging their knees into the floor.
Oh, yeah. And you thought it was a new exercise?
I thought it was a new exercise. Wow, I'm going, that must be some American thing where you buy pads, you bang the floor, you walk around all fours. And I watched for about 10 minutes. I realized I was putting down new carpet. It's true. I'm going, you dickhead. Putting down new carpet. But when you think about when you're putting down, I know I actually saw a thing not so long ago where people were doing plastering with stilts.
Oh, wow, really?
Plastering on the ceiling.
Really, stilts?
Yeah, so the stilts were only like, you know, a couple of foot high, but it meant that they could, rather than ladder, move, they just walked around on stilts going, just doing the plastering.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. So we laugh at the who was it?
The Romans.
The Romans coming up with their funny sticks, but being a bit taller.
Wow.
And maybe women should think about it if they've,
Yeah, stilts, if you're a short ass.
If you're a short ass.
Or like Grant Denyer or Rove, you know, get on your stilts.
I mean, just wear long pants.
Yeah, no one will know.
You seriously would not know if they're going, geez, Rose.
Shut up a bit.
Shut up. His pants look a bit long.
Stilts, baby, stilts.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.